Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
They got me. They got me.
They got you, Clint?
Yeah, and I forced it on you, too.
Who?
If you were here, I'd have forced one on you as well, man. They got these screens at all the Buffalo Wild Wings, and it's the, you know, obviously there's sports everywhere, but every now and then there's a screen in there that has the drink specials and the, you know, they got the little ad that runs when the Texans get a turnover, you get six free wings or six free tenders. And
they call that product placement.
Yeah, yeah.
In the marketing business, I think.
Well, that sounds good. I'll buy it. But the ads that are going on this one TV right in front of me, and the Rocks Tequila, that Terramana, there it is right there. Try our featured shooter, Terramana Touchdown. The football to it, and it's just got a nice little pink color to it, plus tequila, and it's got that we're looking for the tajin, get the tajin on the rim.
Yep.
And Tyler, I've been staring at it for about 4 weeks now, man. I've been staring at it about 4 weeks now, and I said, you know what, to hell with me. Y'all bring me one of them touchdowns, and I had to
just live a little, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hell, this tea over here, I'm over here working with, wasn't quite doing the trick, so I forced it on B. Scott.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I wasn't gonna let him take a shot alone. I'm not going to let my man drink alone. What kind of party foul would that be? What kind of partner would I be if I let my man drink alone over here?
I knew it. I didn't give him a shot to be that man. I just went ahead and ordered. You know what? In fact, bring me two.
And he knew better. He knew I wasn't going to be like, no, Clint, I don't want that shot of tequila. What are you doing?
It was tasty.
We living our best lives over here out here in New Caney, man. And shout out to y'all here in New Caney who joined us here at the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, come on out, man. They got the beers cold. They're flowing all over the place as well. And but the specials are nice. Now come on through and enjoy one. We're gonna give away that Texas Star Grill Shop. We're gonna give away that gift card here before too long. But there's a game tonight, a little Thursday night football. You get the, who is it again? Bengals.
Steelers, Mega AFC North Showdown.
I-C-Hop Bowl.
Yeah, man. And, them 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks going against each other. Ain't it? Boy, them two boys threw a lot of touchdowns and for a lot of yards in their career, ain't they?
Hey, man, we're going to need more than a two-minute warning. They're going to need a four-minute warning, too. Hey, two-minute warning is for the normal-age quarterback. You got 40-plus out there. We're going to need a six-minute, four-minute. Hey, let them take a break, man. Let them sit down somewhere.
Let's see if we can't extend the halftime.
Extend the halftime before.
But also, on top of that Thursday night football game, there's a college game tonight as well. But there is the Rockets' final preseason game.
That's right.
Is tonight as well. And I know, B. Scott, that you feel like that the Rockets' season this year is heavily dependent on a couple of guys that were number three overall picks developing and producing for this team.
Yeah, because in some ways you could look at them as luxury items, but on the other side, I feel like you could say that, hey, if this thing really starts to click this year, that gives them a whole nother dimension in terms of what we're talking about with this team. Think about it. Jabari Smith Jr. and Reed Sheppard, both in different years, mind you, 2 years apart, but both number three overall picks by the Rockets. Okay, so when they're doing the tankathon, or when they're bad, well, in the case of Reese Shepard, they weren't as bad. It just, you know, that they just happen to have that many picks. But they've accumulated all these picks. Long story short, and Jabari Smith Jr. and Reese Shepard are two of them, specifically both number three overall picks. But what's the expectation for them so far, Clint? Everybody's expecting these guys to be role players in the starting five, but borderline starters, could come off the bench, could start for you, but really just expecting them to either stand out in the corner and shoot, maybe handle the ball a little bit in Reed Shepard's case, to take some relief off with Fred VanVleet away from the game, but certainly going to require more from him. But both of them considered to be role players and more so like spot-up shooters on this team. But what if, and this is the ultimate what-if scenario here, but what if either one of those guys plays up to the number three overall potential? Now, mind you, I just said that is a luxury. They don't need those guys to play. A number three overall potential to me is like playing like a franchise player, the guy who's the engine, the guy who everything centers around, right? Neither one of these two guys is going to be that on a team with Kevin Durant, Alper Şengün, and what we're seeing from Amen Thompson now. But if they can be any sort of facsimile to that, anything close to that, the closer they get to that, to me, it changes the dynamic of the team. It expands sort of what their limitations can actually be. That's just if one of them plays to that degree. God forbid both of them do. You get a certain level of growth, or the next step, if you will, between Jabari Smith Jr., who we've seen some signs of that being the case, and then Reed Shepard is a little bit more of an unanswered question, a little bit more of a wild card. But if we start to see that develop, and we start to see either one of the two or both of those guys play more like along the lines of what you would expect from a number three overall pick, then the Rockets are cooking with grease. They got two for sure all-star type of players in Kevin Durant and Alper Şengün. Then I would throw Amen Thompson in that mix, and then you see what you can get from Reed Shepard and Jabari Smith Jr. If it's close to number three overall pick stuff, we're talking about a serious contender. To me, one of them plays to their potential, you're a contender. Both of them play to their potential, now you're talking about actually being able to win the championship. Not just make some noise in the West, be a two seed, host a playoff series, and have home court advantage and being in the mix. I'm talking about being a favorite. I'm talking about being an actual factor and being a team that you can really take seriously the way we would like to.
You know, this may sound crazy, but I think this is just my casual fan perspective. Like, I'm entertained more, and I like watching Jabari Smith more than I do Amen Thompson.
Oh, I think he has a more aesthetically pleasing game. I mean, a tall jump shooter, you know, who doesn't necessarily need the ball. Like, Amen Thompson.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Actually, when we're talking about the fast break, we know he's going to be handling the ball quite a bit more with Fred VanVleet out. Now, he does some really good things cutting, running that dunker spot, running from the, you know, along the baseline. Or if it's, you know, hitting that, going from that elbow to that low block, if Alper Şengün's got the ball kind of away from the basket sort of thing. Like, he's good without the basketball, but he's best, I think, with the basketball. Whereas with Jabari Smith Jr., man, it's just a silky game. You don't have to – you can run plays for them, but it's not like you just give them the ball and tell them to go. It's more of, hey, find your spots on the floor, you know, show us that beautiful stroke, and kind of go from there. He has a much more aesthetically pleasing game, even if he's not the caliber player, I think, that Amen Thompson is.
Well, I can obviously watch and see how Amen Thompson is an MF-er. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could tell, like, opposing teams.
He's an issue.
Even if he's not putting up 20, it's still a long night every time you got to guard his ass and get physical with him. I can see where, like, I think Amen Thompson is more the identity of what Ime Udoka wants this team to be, just by how he plays, how hard he plays, how physical he is, how he doesn't care about what's going on around him.
Yeah,
it's always go, go, go. I mean, he's one of them old boys that you know, I'd rather have five guys that I got to pull the reins back and slow them down instead of whip them and make them go fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's one of those guys that you got to pull the reins back and slow them down. So I understand why he is such a focal point. I just, when I watch, and I said this yesterday with Luke, when I watch Jabari Smith, for me, it's like I feel like there's so much more there.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know exactly – I'll be honest with you, as we're having the conversation, I don't know where it comes from, because like your point, I don't look at him and go, boy, he's hell getting to the rack. But it's just – it seems like there's that the range, and then the ability to pull up in the mid-range, and then with that length, is just seems like, boy, if he can just get to where he's starting, which obviously we'll start in every game, and getting big minutes, man, he's the one that turns me on.
Well, the thing I want to see from the Rockets is how will they do with moving without the basketball, as opposed to the way that they did it last year that wasn't really a hallmark of their game. That is something that I feel like they can afford to do a lot more, especially with the luxury of having Kevin Durant on the team. But then also finding ways to get Jabari Smith Jr. more involved in the game. You would like to see more of that, and I'm interested to see if they can do it.
Rockets, Hawks tonight at 6:30, the final preseason game. A little dress rehearsal. Expect the starters to play into the second half. So take a peek at that as you catch Thursday night football as well. C.J. Stroud, your quarterback, meeting with the press. We'll have it in full next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees.
Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.